We're going to pause briefly for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Rob Casting Radio. Just in time for the next game. Boomslang basketball back on the air, live on the boom mic. And we are 10 seconds in as Boomslang taking on CT North Stars. Hi, everyone. I'm Rob Adams back at NYA Sports and Fitness here in Newtown, Connecticut. And a pull-up jumper, no good, off the try from Ellie. So no score, 13:35 to go in the first half. Earlier today, the girls met Connecticut Elite and fell 26-10 in this tournament action taking place, and we get a jump ball down at the other end of the floor. Hope everybody had a good break. Grab that coffee. I could use a second cup around now, but I did not have any in between. The snack bar here was busy, but I just sat at my computer and edited the first broadcast, which is up and in the archive. North Stars with the basketball. They go into the backcourt, and that is a turnover. So it will be Boomslang ball. 12:52 to go, first half. That clock mysteriously rolling. And it'll be Boomslang ball. Ellie bringing it up. She goes right side, puts it up, hits on the front cylinder. Taken back by Kate, throws to Taylor. Taylor, the jumper from the elbow, no good. And it's rebounded by the North Stars. So no score with 12:23 to go here in the first. Turned over. Ellie looking to run, sprinting down. She throws it up, no good. Looks for the rebound. Kate has it. Back it goes. That will fall. And that is Miel with her first two of the day. She had a pair in the previous game. 4 points to be exact, but we didn't have her on the roster initially, so my thanks to the little birdie who whispered the name to me. So Miel makes it 2-0, Boomslang, 11:54 to go in the first half. Dealing from the free throw line, the North Stars get it down low, it's underneath, they turn, and the rebound is actually handled by Boomslang. It started with Kate, and in transition, Taylor from the blocks, she gets her own rebound, spins, fires, no. Sitting back down on the floor, Miel serves off to the blocks, and it's Valerie to hit and make it 4-0. So an early lead for Boomslang as they're up a pair of baskets. Ball handled in the front court by the North Stars on the left side. They drive in with 11:14 remaining first half, trying to wrestle the ball away, and Taylor in the middle of the jump ball. Got chilly here, by the way, inside the gym. You would figure with all the basketball activity. Three games once again going on. Girls game to our far right over on court one, and a boys game on court three. We are on court two, and this stolen away by the North Stars. They trail 4-0 on the right side, lob toward the elbow. Staying along the right sideline, taken back by Boomslang. You got to be aware of the whistles. I'm trying to do so. Ellie in transition, steps inside the arc. To the free throw line is Taylor. Taylor to the left wing, and a whistle and a foul called on a hold. So it will be Boomslang basketball, Taylor to inbound underneath the basket. She gets it in, heads out to the left side on the wing. Working around is Ellie. Ellie up top. Ellie the dribble drive on the right hand. Trying to float in from the blocks, but the shot was rejected and turned around by the North Stars. It'll go the other way. There from right to left. Boomslang working here from left to right in the first half. They have a 4-0 lead. Does Boomslang. Heading down to the baseline, and a travel is going to turn it over. Slow getting the play back on. And now they've got it. No, it's going to be North Star ball. The red and the black with the star on the front of the North Stars. What a shock. For the inbound. Overthrown, and Coach Ron grabs it, and guess what? He's not playing. So it'll be Boomslang ball. Taylor will inbound right next to her coach. Ellie awaits, and away we go. From left to right they work with 9:22 to go in the first half of a 4-0 game. Ball snuck away from Ellie and stolen away. North Star is bringing it up the floor, out to the left wing. Working back out, it goes to Ellie. Ellie swinging down, throws, and it goes out of bounds. And it will be North Star basketball with 8:56 to go in the first half. This is the fourth game of this weekend tournament for the girls. Heading to the left side, North Star starting to drive in, going to put up a shot, but Taylor rejected it, and Boomslang will bring it back. Ellie bringing it up court. Steps across, feeds left for Taylor. Taylor not to the arc yet. Went off the hands of Valerie. She takes the handoff from Miel out to the left side, working down low. A baseline jumper no good by Taylor, and a jump ball whistled on the left side of the lane. See, all different styles of jerseys, and I saw one that looked like might as well just be based in Miami. It looked completely tropical. But these two, pretty straightforward. North Stars into the front court. Boomslang wearing the white with the darker blue numbers and then the marine blue, and off a turnover. Here comes Ellie. She stops and pops from the blocks. The ball was handed right back from a North Star to Boomslang. It sits underneath, and the North Stars come away with it. So no points in that transaction. 7:35 remaining in the first half. Around the perimeter. That was just hysterical. Aaron pass taken. This is Miel. Miel coming back one-on-one from the lane. The shot too low, and it goes out of bounds. But last touched by the North Stars. So it will be Boomslang ball. Ellie to inbound underneath the basket. On the near side. And in it goes. And a quick jumper coming from 10. That's no good by Alexa. Back into the lane. Valerie off glass. Trying for another one in the scrum on the floor. They'll call the jump ball. Clock down to 6:50 remaining first half. And the clock running. Oh, well. Ellie to inbound. In it goes. This up. That's no good. Ellie tried it from the right, or rather, I beg your pardon, Alexa from the right blocks. Now to the left blocks, and another held ball. So the action continues. It'll be North Star basketball. As Logan has checked in for the first time today, and in this game, and Miel takes a seat. Can't say first time today. They've already had a game. Down the sideline, the pass picked off, taken by Alexa. Splitting defenders into the lane. Up and in and out, no good. Second try, no good by Kate. Another try from the stripe. No! In the middle of the lane, they get back underneath, and now it's taken by the North Stars. So still 4-0, 5:45 remaining in the first half. Out on the left side, and this pass picked off. Here comes Alexa in a one-on-one and a foul. So it'll be Alexa to inbound. Substitutions coming in for the North Stars. But it's Boomslang basketball, and in immediately to Logan. She fires, hit off the front iron, and secured by the North Stars. They'll bring it back with 5:23 remaining in the first half. Spinning right, nearly stolen by Logan. Logan trying to reach. She blocks the pass, and it goes right into the waiting hands of Ellie. So Boomslang scrambling to the left sideline. Now to the free throw line. Valerie sends down low. This is up, no good. Sat around there off the try by Kate. Left side of the lane. The whistle did not happen. See, they got bit by the whistle from another court. The girls all stopped playing because they heard a whistle. Well, when you got three games going on, you got six officials, an errant whistle's bound to happen. So play halted with 4:41 remaining in the first half. As Joey checks in, Ellie, who has played well in her two games here this morning, she takes a seat. Back it comes. It's Alexa going out to the left side. Now the turnover. And a foul was called from behind, all the way by the trail official. He blew that whistle enough times to make sure it was not inadvertent. Julia comes in, as does Ella, for Boomslang. They lead 4-0, 4:06 remaining in the first half. And they give to the free throw line. That is up and good by a cheering Ella. She makes a 6-0 Boomslang. Wherever you are today, hope you're enjoying it. And of course, you can enjoy it all in the archive. We've already got the first game up this morning in the archive, and we'll try to get the second one up as soon as this one's over, or maybe a few hours after, but we will. And we get a break in the action as Alexa ran right out of her shoe. The official having a good laugh about that. She was, as I recall, she was struggling to keep that shoe tied in the first game. Well, Coach Ron will try to double knot it. I'm not an expert when it comes to knots. Shoe issues resolved. Logan's going to inbound. And it's Alexa to bring it up. 3:10 remaining in the first half. Out to the right side near the elbow. Lob down low. That's intercepted. Taken by the North Stars as they try to cut into the deficit. Trailing by six. Stolen away instead by Julia. She brings it back. Goes to pass it. A double pass handled. Down comes Alexa to the blocks. Turning. A lot of happy feet in the lane. Thrown up and underneath. No good off the try by Julia. And here come the North Stars to go back the other way. A 6-0 game, and they slow up the pace. Looking to the right side, they go there. Break around the defender. Stop and pop, no good. It's underneath and out of bounds. It'll be Boomslang ball. The other North Star squad, the one that the girls played yesterday morning, is taking on We Are One. That's over on court one. We Are One had a spirited pickup game going on. I don't know how they have any energy to play as a foul is whistled on the right side of the lane. I watched those girls play for a good 45 minutes before this game began, but they're off doing their thing. They have been probably the best team I have seen. Off the inbound, hauled up, that's no good. Good try by Alexa. She gets it back, heads to the free throw line. She'll fire from there. That's no good. Clanked around off the back iron and secured by the North Stars with 1:47 remaining in the first half. Spinning out to the right side, getting down near the baseline. Off glass and good, they're on the board. 6-2 the score. And Boomslang will bring it up with 90 seconds remaining in the opening stanza. The bounce pass going right. Joey feeding over to Julia in the left blocks. It goes off and off the side iron for Ella. Now back to the middle of the lane and the whistle. Yeah, We Are One had the height and the speed, and they also had the shooting ability as I watched them. Part of the reason I was watching them was I was sitting right near the basket, so I had to keep my eyes on the ball in case I got clunked on the noggin. North Stars handle the ball, and they handle the ball at the center stripe. It's a backcourt violation. So 53 seconds remaining in the first half. With a clock operator that I'm not sure cares a whole lot, because it's still running, down to 44 remaining in the first half. Moving to the front court, Joey Good ball movement, trying to find Logan. Logan on the floor, and they'll call a travel as she spun around there. So it'll be North Star basketball, 29 remaining in the first half. Left hand on the dribble as they bring it up. Stepping across the timeline, going to the right side, sprinting along the floor, and the travel whistled, and the layup being missed. 6-2 Boomslang, 15 remaining, first half. Inbound to Alexa, she'll bring it. Down to 9, crosses the timeline with 8, looks to her right, getting toward the elbow, turning, Julia at the horn. One more try, it's rejected, and that's it. First half comes to an end, and Boomslang with a 6-2 halftime lead. Here at MYA Sports and Fitness. Back in the Fairfield Hills complex. Fascinating and spooky buildings to see. And I don't know what Coach Ron said to the girls here at halftime, but they have all sprinted right back out for a shoot-around. And he has a little bit of a smile on his face, so it was, the message must have been, you're doing fine, go shoot. And the girls all smiling. So everybody seems relaxed and having a good time. Second half coming up. There is no leading scorer. There are four players with 2 points apiece. For Boomslang, that is Valerie, Ella, and Miel. I know there's more activity next weekend. I am not sure we'll be able to connect with you for that. It'll depend on game time. If the game times work out, we will try to say hello, but that'll be a matter of checking your local listings, I suppose. Sunday, I have public address duties for the Hudson Valley Renegades Minor League Baseball team, the High A affiliate of the Yankees. And Saturday, I have to call Brunswick and Poly Prep in Baseball. That will be right here on Robcasting as well as Local Live. All right, Coach Ron wants the girls back with the whiteboard in his hand. Second half getting ready to start. That was kind of curious. Conversations wrapping up. In the case of the North Stars, the head coach only talking with his five heading to the floor. He has five other players. They're all just sitting on the bench, drinking water and enjoying life. Taylor has already led the charge out for Boomslang. Now the North Stars come out as a group. Taylor returns over to the Boomslang huddle for a final gathering. And Boomslang hits the floor. Taylor, Valerie, looks like Kate, Ellie, and Alexa. 6-2. Boomslang on top. Second half starting. Rob Adams with you from Newtown, Connecticut. Championship of this tournament later today at 4, and a quick inbound went to Ellie. Ball sat on the cylinder and fell off. So still 6-2. Brought ahead and down the left side. Somebody's blowing a whistle. And it is a whistle from this game. The official wanted to put the ball in play, but they'll take it out at half court. Ellie's out at half court. She'll take it, bring it in, get it to Taylor. Taylor, left hand on the dribble, lost control, gets it back near center court, drives to her left, sends down low, turning and firing, and Kate hits. Kate from the left blocks, makes it 8-2. All right, here come the North Stars, trailing by 6. Dancing along the right sideline, and she stepped out of bounds. Yeah, they're really struggling to hear the whistles here to start the second half for sure. Boomslang ball from right to left. 6-point lead, 12:54 remaining. This from the lane, no good by Taylor, and we'll get a whistle down low. So a foul called. And it looks like Taylor going to the line. Alright, everybody all lined up in the blocks. And Taylor gets a basketball. Free throw up and good. Nine-2 right now, pending the extra. Three dribbles, tosses it, dribbles once more, pushes and drains it. And a smile and kind of holding her palms up as if to say, okay, got it. 10-2. And a turnover taken back. And it going right for the Snakes right now, although it goes out of bounds. But Boomslang playing well in this one. An 8-point lead and 12:24 remaining in the second half. Ellie will inbound into Taylor at the elbow, hauls it up, it sits underneath, turning, back it goes to Taylor at the elbow, once more, sits down in the lane, and taken back by the North Stars. They have a lot of work to do, down by 8, and the pass turned over, as stolen away by Valerie, brought up by Ellie. Ellie switching to her right at the free throw line, that's an air ball, and bounces out of bounds. It'll be North Star basketball. On the inbound, stolen and taken back. It's Alexa, right side of the lane, no. Sits underneath, turning from Kate, off the fingertips of Valerie, to Taylor at the elbow, and a whistle. On this chilly day here in Newtown, 52 degrees outside, rain occasionally falling. We have not seen a hint of the sun all weekend. Inbounded to Valerie, underneath for Boomslang. It'll roll out and almost leave the court entirely. Good save by Ellie. 8-point lead. Clock running down to 10:55. Another inbound coming. And nope. Stepped on the line. Or are they allowing it? Nope, they're stopping everything. All right, ball will stay with Boomslang, will it? Yes, it will. Into Alexa. She backs it out, turns and fires, and drains it. The Boomslang lead to 10. It is 12-2, and a travel turns it over. Taylor will take it side out of bounds with 10:15 remaining in the second half. Taylor into Alexa. Alexa up top. Sends to Taylor. Taylor from the blocks gets underneath and the hop step turns it over. So North Star basketball, 9:43 remaining, second half. And now another turnover. That all at the opposite end of the floor from where I am. I'm in the corner. So we'll try it again on the inbound. Underneath the basket, Ellie into Taylor. Taylor went to haul it up. Might have been deflected. Underneath, Ellie rips it away. It's underneath once more, and a travel once more. I don't normally track turnovers, but my goodness. North Star basketball with 9 minutes to go in a 10-point game. Aaron Pass goes to center court, and able to rip the ball away was Kate, but they had already called the jump ball. It'll go side out of bounds in front of the Boomslang bench for the North Stars to inbound. And Kate again right on top of it in another held ball. Alternating possession. The arrow goes to Boomslang. And Ellie awaits. And Ellie inbounds. And it's Taylor. And it's Taylor in and out. No good. Underneath. Boy, that was a pretty shot. From the free throw line. It is good. That's Ellie. To make it 14-2. With 8:05 remaining in this one. Boomslang looking great in this game. Ball brought in by the North Stars. The high dribble as they head down toward the corner. It's knocked out of bounds. It was Kate knocking it away. It'll go back to the North Stars. And the North Stars go to get the ball in. Lobbed in, intercepted by Ellie. Turns it back. She has Kate way out in front of her. Kate brings it down all alone. In and out, no good. Back to the left baseline. She fires again. That's no good. So it'll be handled by the North Stars with 7:21 remaining in this one. In a game with a distracted clock operator, quite frankly, and a backcourt violation. Oh, the North Stars in disarray. They went to throw it to an open player. The problem was the open player was standing in the backcourt, and you can't do that. 6:58 to go, 14-2. And it's like they're letting them play out the string here. This ball goes out of bounds. Because there is no way on, you know, Michael Jordan's planet that this game should be over in about a half hour, and we're heading that way. Sent ahead, North Stars on the dribble. Almost a bad travel there. Left behind on the right wing. Kate out for the alternating possession, and there's the whistle. Down to 6:18 remaining. Taken side out of bounds near the crowd. Two sets of bleachers here on court two. Clock has finally stopped, by the way. Sorry, I can't help it. All right, the inbound pass coming for the North Stars. They trail 14-2. Right down near the corner where we are. Ellie in the middle of that, getting tangled up, and there's Kate once again. Yeah, and we have a shoe issue. And she did nothing about it. And the official just looking. All right, now she's doing something about it. All right, ball brought up. With 5:29 remaining. Taylor from the free throw line. That won't fall. Sits back in the lane with Valerie. Valerie tries it too high off glass and handled by the North Stars. They'll bring it with 5:15 remaining. 14-2. And at center court, Kate knocks it out of bounds. Kate has been very strong in this game. Each game for Boomslang feels like they've had a different player of the game that has just kind of stood out a little more. Down to 4:48 remaining in a 14-2 lead. Inbound pass coming, lobbed in, nearly stolen by Ella. Incidentally, North Stars took the ball and tried to shoot at the Boomslang basket, but it's taken here. And now Boomslang going the wrong way. So they've stopped play. So each team went to shoot at the wrong basket. All right. And the officials recognizing they stopped everything. 14-2. Boomslang up 12. 4:22 remaining in this one. North Stars will inbound it. Lobbed in. Now they're going the right way. This is up and this is good. So the Boomslang lead back to 10 at 14-4, and a whistle stopping play with what appears to be a timeout with 4:16 remaining. So a chance for us to kind of catch our breath, and the officials coming together at center court and just laughing. Because honestly, what more can you do? Boomslang on the floor. They're ready. And the great coach Ron smiling and chatting away with Taylor. A 10-point lead for Boomslang at 14-4. Now the North Stars break out of their huddle. And Logan, Ella, Julia, Joey, and Miel on the floor for Boomslang. With a 10-point lead and 4:09 to play. Rolling into the lane, turned around, taken by the North Stars. They're bringing it back from left to right, I assure you. Heading toward the right elbow, and a double dribble. It'll be Boomslang ball. Logan to inbound. Ella almost ran away, but she's the one who has to bring it up court. And now she leaves it for Logan. Logan heading to the left side, driving the point, nearly turned over, and in fact now it is, taken by the North Stars, in the red with the white and the black, and Logan stole it, and then it went out of bounds, last touch by Boomslang. 3:29 remaining. And the beleaguered clock operator not even watching. Inbound pass here, handled, it's underneath, turning around, getting it back, wanting to shoot the ball, and there's the whistle. And looking at her dad saying, I did it. I did what I was supposed to do. It's in. The shot coming. That's no good. Good shot, though. Stands in the lane. They try to get another shot off. But it is Julia all over, or rather Ella's the one who's all over defensively, and the outlet pass goes to Miel off the rebound with 2:57 remaining, and Boomslang in great shape as it's Julia in the lane, no good, in a 10-point game and out of bounds. The inbound handled by the North Stars. They'll bring it up. 14-4 Boomslang. Turned at center court. Sent ahead. All alone the lane. Thrown up. That is no good. Off the back iron. Sits back down with Logan. And a foul whistled with 2:20 to go. So loose ball out of bounds. North Star basketball. Boomslang on their way right now to what could be a 10-point victory. Ahead to Joey. She dribbles into the front court, goes right to Logan. Logan near the bench, sending down low, off glass. No, sat on the cylinder, underneath, in the lane. North Stars have it back. And an official timeout with 2:05 remaining. Ten-point game still. this game was 6-2 at halftime. Game behind us is 35-16. Older boys. Looks like High Rise and can't tell who the other team is. DTX playing behind us on court three. Now. Off the timeout, we resume in a 14-4 game. 2:02 remaining. Second half. North Stars with it. They drive left side. Looking to get it around and down low and put up in the lane. Landed in Logan's hands. They'll blow the whistle for the jump ball. It will be North Star basketball. The inbound coming. This is chaos. There's no other way to describe it. The inbound to the right blocks. Out to the right sideline. The dribble. Shot put up. That's no good. Heads toward the far corner. In the left corner, it'll go out of bounds. And a good save to keep it from going over onto court one. 1:09 remaining. Clock ticking away and a 10-point lead for Boomslang. Ella ahead to Julia. Julia at the timeline. Sends to her right. Goes to Logan. Logan getting inside. Baseline. Put up no good off the side iron. Brings it back out along the baseline. Rolls out to the Boomslang bench. With 48 remaining in the second half. Clock stop now with 45 to go. North Stars with it. Down to 35 remaining. Sent across the timeline. Into the middle and the ball ripped away. So they'll stop play. But they will not stop the clock. Oh my gosh. 16 to go and a fresh 5 in for Boomslang. Now the clock stops. Taylor, Ella, Alexa, Valerie, and Kate. 15 seconds to go. Boomslang with a 10-point lead. North Stars off the inbound pass. They play it. Work it ahead. Back with Kate. She takes it for Boomslang. To Valerie with 6. Valerie with 4. Down to 3. Lobs it ahead down the sideline for Alexa with 1. Her shot an air ball, and this one is all over. And Boomslang has picked up a 14-4 victory in this second game of the day. Barring anything interesting, we will not talk to you again today. That should pretty much wrap it up from here in Newtown. But a fun weekend of basketball for sure. As we say, that'll do it. First game earlier today didn't go Boomslang's way. Connecticut Elite beat them 26-10, but hail to Boomslang here in the latter game. A 10-point win for Boomslang over the CT North Stars, 14-4. Leading scorer, Boomslang had everyone with 2 points. Valerie, Ella, Kate, Alexa, Taylor, Ellie, and Miel. So congratulations to Coach Ron and Boomslang for the victory today. Always a thrill to be with you on the Boom Mic. For the whole Boomslang Basketball Club family, I'm Rob Adams saying so long from NYA Sports and Fitness here in Newtown, Connecticut. You've been listening to Boomslang Basketball Club action on the Boom Mic on Robcasting Radio. Baseball and softball early in the week here on Robcasting from Greenwich High and from Brunswick. But here from Newtown, enjoy your Sunday. So long, everyone. Powered by Robcasting Radio. This concludes our broadcasting day. For more information, follow us on Twitter @RobCastingRadio. Thank you for listening.